Peace be upon you. Listener discretion is advised as this play includes strong language, sudden loud noises, descriptions of violence, animal harm, battle scenes, and death. That which you are about to listen to is a blessing of story in service of the truth, aware that the genuine truth of which is already lost in time. It is a meditation of a potential past from people of the present in light of a promising future. Wherever you are, whatever the time, let us commune in this moment and give respect to the voices and stories of the people that weren't and were, aren't and are, that will not and will. In the name of the creative force that is the I within, may the strength of our spirit and spirit of our practice make this a sacred space of safety, power, and peace. The Mercenario and the Palawan. Act 1, Part 2.
Word spread rapidly of both the duel and the efficient efforts of the warrior pair in dealing with the man who ran amok. Days flew into weeks. The Mercenario and the Pahlawan continued to banter and learn from each other with the help of young Awang's interjections. The Mercenario himself was beginning to fall into the pace of Malacca, its riches, and...
Satu lagi!
Its vices.
Today's my lucky day!
But it wasn't long before the Shahbandar came calling with word of work.
Palawan Surya, kapal yang ini. What do you think? I'm thinking of buying this junk.
I do not like being on the water, Shahbandar. You know this.
Ambitions to be Laksamana, yet you hate the water. I do appreciate your mercy, Palawan Surya, but it would honestly be easier if you had just killed the amok man.
You know why I didn't.
Your principles will be the death of me, Surya. You are bandaged.
The Mercenario and I have been testing skills.
Yes. I heard about your little duels with the Ferengi.
We are both learning much from each other.
Well, we can't have a warrior of Malacca losing to a Ferengi. Surya, look at this pot. We haven't had this many merchants side by side with soldiers in decades. Together, we are strong. But between the mess with the execution of the Bandahara, the Temenggong, and the Sultan's plans on taking the city of Aru, the last thing we need is a bloody wedding!
The Sultan is getting married again? To who? No, it can't be.
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to keep this city together, but it looks like we're trying to keep waves off the pot. Perhaps we are in over our heads, Surya.
The Sultan must have had his reasons.
Did you know that in times of war, the Shahbandars are also forced to become military leaders to defend Malacca's shores?
We are not at war yet.
Sometimes it feels like we're always at war, young Palawan. If it is not Siam up north, it is Pasai or Aceh down south. Now we must worry about the Ferengis from the west too.
When do we begin the attack on Aru?
Not yet. Wedding first. Then the invasion. Now, tell me about the Mercenario.
I do not trust him.
You do not need to trust him. We just need to know what he wants. Where is he?
In bed. He drinks every night, enjoying the company of all Malacca has to offer.
Yes. He's tight-lipped with them too.
This is a waste of time, Raja. I've been meditating and reading the beads. I taste danger in the air. There is a poison in the city. We need to flush it out.
His presence means something, Palawan.
He is here for something personal. It isn't coin.
People come to Malacca looking for coin or power.
Some people may be here to learn more about the Prophet and the word of the Almighty.
So, power then. Your purpose here is to make a name for yourself, Surya. Don't pretend otherwise.
You do not respect the faith. All you care about is your damn trade and making coins.
You've grown bold of late. Tell me, Palawan, do you know why Islam is important to Malacca? The answer is trade. The answer is always trade. Would you rather connect with someone whose values and reverences are foreign, or make business with people who you know answer to the same higher power? It is why Uti Muti and I do well with Muslim merchants, and why Nainar Sedu does well with Hindu merchants. Islam has become the religion of trade in this region. And like a language, we must all learn to speak it.
You'll put trade over the will of God?
You'll do well to understand this, Palawan Surya. The people may have heard the call to Islam, or Hinduism, or Buddhism, but trade, trade carried those calls far and wide. To serve the Almighty, you wield your blade. To serve the Almighty, I trade. I respect all faiths because I'm a noble merchant. So don't you dare insinuate otherwise. And stop pretending you are the only pious man in Malacca. I know what you really want. Who do you think is going to write this Hikayat Palawan Surya? Perhaps you should have paid more attention to the writing classes I provided for you. Now tell me, what else you know?
I know the Bendahara and the Temenggung Adit. I know I haven't seen the Laksmana in weeks, as everyone claims he is busy. Busy where? Perhaps he is cleaning up a mess because of your word games. From where I stand, it seems that you may not serve the best interest of the Sultan.
I serve the best interest of Malacca, Surya! I do not wish to debate with you further. Now tell me, what else do you know about him?
He drinks, he gambles, he listens to our stories and watches our shows. He asks a lot of questions. He has charmed many locals in the markets and at the cockfights. He can adapt quickly, both in his fighting and his environment. This makes him a formidable enemy, if he so chooses to become.
Will he?
The color of his skin will always betray him.
As it betrays us all. It may seem you have met your match, Palawan Surya. Is that all?
I'm sure he knows of Malacca's plans for the attack on the city of Aru. Yet the only thing he asks about are the merchants of Malacca.
He is looking for someone. A merchant. I may know who it is, but I do not know why. I have another name for you. Hafiz bin Amir. An official of the Parsi court.
How many with him?
Not many. He's travelling in secret. He may have landed west and making his way inland.
Why him?
Parsi is on the way to seek Malacca's help with their Darhaka. You and I both agree the court is not performing at its optimum. We can't have more distractions. Too much is at stake. The Parsi delegate and his men must never reach Malacca. Okay? Bring the Ferengi with you.
You trust him to do this for you?
He is here as a mercenario, is he not? Just find out if he is here to kill the merchant he seeks.
Which merchant is that?
We're about to find out. Bon dia, mercenario. Talk of him and he will appear. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Shabandar. Palawan Surya.
Oh, look at you. You look good in our baju.
Thank you for your hospitality.
You're most welcome. And well done in handling your first Samok experience. You work well together, I must say. I apologize for my absence the last few weeks. I have been dousing the fires of the court, so to speak. We must all do our duties. Isn't that right, Palawan Surya? It's been a tough few weeks. Thankfully, I have friends to help at the port. Friends like Nainar Sethu. Have you met Nainar Sethu?
I don't believe I have.
Oh, he hasn't met. Anyway, I heard of your duels with Palawan Surya. Between that and handling the Amok men, word is spreading of the great Nagapute and his big balls.
I fear I might have made a mistake describing what we call our sword to you, Palawan Surya.
Tales travel fast in Malacca. As a trader, I learn a lot about what people want through the stories they share. What do you think of this young mercenario?
The sails need repairing, but it floats.
Ha ha! See that, Palawan Surya? A simple answer to a simple question. I think I'll buy this junk. Anyway, I sent for you because the good Palawan here has a job for you. Salamat jalan, young warriors.
Bom dia, mercenario. Come, we go. Meet jungle people.
Jungle people?
Yes, good friends. They are there. Be ready, mercenario.
Oh, behind! One of them has run!
Where?
Good shot! You know, I have encountered monkeys before, back home and in my travels.
Not like orangutan?
Nope, not like these jungle people.
Orangutan, watch us.
It's good they don't speak. These men we killed. Enemies of Malacca, you said?
They want to use Malacca. We protect Malacca. Okay, here.
Whatever you say, so long as I get paid. Palawan Surya, you know how we greet each other assalamu alaikum? We have a word in Portuguese that is similar. Salam alaik.
One more body. Salam alik. Meaning same?
Not exactly. For centuries, our land was conquered by Moors, and when they greeted each other with assalamu alaikum, they had a tendency to bow down and wave their hand ahead. So, salam alik in Portuguese means to give an affected reference.
I no follow.
Big movement for respect, to appear formal or fancy or entertaining, like this. Salam alaikum.
It is like joking?
Well, a little, I suppose.
It is not funny.
No, I guess it's not. I just thought it was interesting how words we use connect from so far away and change meaning over time. What is your relationship with the Shabanda?
You like talk?
Well, I am like you, also inquisitive.
I am his warrior. My life belongs to him.
You are his slave?
Nagapute. Now we test skills.
You have not had enough of fighting.
Not perfect. Must become whole. Today, I take big balls. You take pedang from soldier.
What was the score again? 5-4 to me?
Yes. You no cheat again.
How can I cheat if there are no rules?
Come. Enough talk. We give show to orangutan.
Shall we?
Silakan. Heavy.
We wear a lot more armor. If we cannot split the skin, at least we can break the bones.
Everything wears much more. Why you not carry hand cannon?
I prefer the blade. I see you're the same.
I not good with hand cannon, but hand cannon, good.
Blades don't run out of ball or powder.
You use old sword. You not like hand cannon. You are old man.
Yeah! Harder to move around like that with my sword. You must be more still, higher.
Higher like Fringy?
Like a bear balancing up on its hind legs to appear larger, the Pahlawan begins to posture himself like the mercenario did in their first duel.
Now you stand like a Ferengi. Let's see if you can fight like one. I believe the score is 6-4.
Go back 5-4. You keep dropping weapon.
So there are rules.
No rules!
Taking a deep breath, the Malakan spins the Karak sword, reversing its grip, dodges the oncoming attack, and counters with a firm tap on the Ferengi side.
Now 5-5.
You are the one who cheats.
You want to stop?
No, we continue. I have never wielded my sword like you just did. Perhaps I shall steal that move.
I move because it tell me to move, like you with pedang. But I think your sword not like me. It is heavy. It is one line. It is angry. Go take grace from body.
Which one?
Choose grace want you, not you want grace.
The mercenario, not fully understanding the Malakan's advice, eventually wrestles a cuirass from a dead guard. He notices that this cuirass has no locks, no waves at all. A completely straight-bladed cuirass.
Naga Putih, what you want in Malacca?
The mercenario frees the lockless blade from its previous owner and turns only to see the Pahlawan standing menacingly, his own cuirass in hand.
This again. Money. I want coin.
Not money.
I am a student of combat.
Not fight. Yes. Fight. But not me. Not Shah Bandar. You're not spy.
No, I am not a spy. But isn't that what a spy would say?
No. No. You have angry big balls. Eat one blood. You are here to kill someone. You here to kill Nayinar Setu?
The Pahlawan charges forward. Perhaps it is the air of questioning, the change of winds, but suddenly, the line between a friendly duel and a death match is blurred.
Malacca is asking. You answer.
The mercenario tightened his grip on the lockless cuirass, and he is overcome with a sensation unfamiliar to him.
You are not Malacca, Balawan Surya. But, like Malacca, you want to be a name people remember. My first day here, you gave me a name. Where's your name?
Diam!
The people of Malacca have uttered Naga Putih more this week than they have ever mentioned the great Palawan Surya. Perhaps I have mentioned even more than Hang Tuah himself.
You not understand anything. This not your home.
No, of course not. This is the home of the jungle people.
He tastes the metallic tang of blood in his mouth, yet he had received no wounds to the face.
You go on and on about honor, this and that, but you are a dog to the Shah Bandar, no? You are his slave. If not him, then the Sultan. You want to make a name for yourself, Surya? Then think for yourself for once. Make a bold choice.
Bold choice? You here because you make bold choice.
Yes.
You here to kill.
Yes.
You here to die.
His cuirass meets the mercenario's throat.
Not before I kill my... No, he's not. I have said enough.
You have blood on your cuirass.
The mercenario looks down to find his thumb cut, his blood dripping down the blade.
That is Chris with no lock. We use that for execute sometime.
The Malakan warrior shows the Ferengi how this is done. With the point of the blade facing diagonally down into the dip behind his collarbone.
One line. Down. Fast. Too hard. Quick death. Who are you here to kill, Naga Putih?
You should not care. He's not of Malacca.
This Chris tasted your blood. You keep it found you, master. Next time must learn to use Chris. Not Chris use you. Score now, 5-6. I win this.
What happened to both win when both learn?
Only people losing say this. Let's go home. I don't like here. Many face in trees. Many bad gene.
Balawan Surya. Naina Setu has information about the man I seek to kill. But when he comes, prepare yourself. Many will die. Malacca will fall. I have seen it.
You can see future.
No, I've seen it in the past.
Malacca will not fall.
The people of Calicut, Cananore, Goa all said the same. They all ended up with Portuguese forts in the center of their cities, by force or by treaty.
You will let Malacca fall?
I care not for Malacca.
You care for kill men who bring fall of Malacca, not summer? Kalau you know something, something can help Malacca, you share. Mercenario Alvaro, I give you name Naga Putih. Malacca give you name Naga Putih. You take name Naga Putih. Nama Naga Putih ada power now. Means Naga Putih is more. You be more. Tapi do not feel bad when people no more call Naga Putih. I have no name.
Meanwhile, back in Malacca, the Shah Bandar was seeking answers of his own and Nainar Situ's estate.
Ah, Raja! Apa khabar? What a surprise to see you here!
Uti Muti Raja! I could ask you the same thing. Perhaps I'm looking for you to check the balances of the second best merchant in Malacca.
You keep telling yourself that, Raj. My accounts are always impeccable. Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you.
How are things in the court? Thank you for lending your hand in the Istana. Perhaps there is a permanent position in the works for you.
Nonsense. You are the one that has the Sultan's favorable ear. You are better suited.
I'm a merchant of Malacca first. I have always made that plain.
Yes, you have. Times have changed. Merchants have changed. We need to change with it.
Ah, another one of your grand plans? Is this why you're here at Nainar Setu's estate? Where is he?
He's busy with... He'll be back soon. Listen, Raj, some of us merchants have been talking.
What are you scheming, Muti?
Kingdoms fall when the walls are built too high, Raj. Even you know this to be true. The Ferengi warrior in your employ, how fares he? It was impressive how you spun the court to tolerate the presence of a Portuguese soldier.
Defector.
Yes, a defector. A sword for hire. A warrior without a master. In another life, Raj, you would be a great storyteller.
You imply I do not speak the truth, Muti?
You know, word of the duels have spread quite quickly. I too would love for the opportunity to watch the great Naga Putih fight in person. Perhaps even wound that prideful dog you keep about you all the time.
Surya is a good warrior.
He's arrogant. A judgmental bigot. You have spoilt him and you know it. Regardless, I am having a kanduri tomorrow evening. A private gathering. It would be my honor to host both you and your warriors.
Perhaps. Perhaps something could be arranged.
Let go of me!
Ah, Vincenzo! Raja, I'd like you to meet Vincenzo, a textile merchant from Venice.
A Venetian! Sono so schiavo.
He's a man of few words.
Shabanda, Raja! This man grabbed me out of nowhere. I didn't even do anything!
It appears you have caught a little eavesdropper. You know this young man?
He's a street rat. I sometimes employ for menial tasks. He can prove to be useful at times.
Shabanda Raja, tell him to let me go!
You got yourself into this. Get yourself out!
Perhaps there's no need for us to get violent, Vincenzo. Let the boy go.
You're lucky I don't have my curries with me, Ferengi.
Awang, get out of here. Go find Palawan Surya and the mercenario. They should be back soon. Tell them they have earned their rest.
I'll need an incentive.
Muti, I hear you have over 8,000 slaves now. You care for one more?
I'm on my way to find the warriors. Unhand me, Ferengi.
Salam alaik, Vincenzo. You're not Venetian.
Get out of here, boy. Now, perhaps we should discuss our plans inside. We must use this opportunity to try the premium chai Nainar Satu has hidden before he returns.
In my experience of the world, and I've had more than one lifetime, believe me, decisions made behind closed doors, in secret rooms by men of influence, often mean a lot of people are about to suffer.
Guru Surya! Guru Alvaro! On Dishtavas! I've been looking for you the whole night!
I was thirsty after the long trip. I managed to convince this fool to join me for a drink.
I know drink, infidel. We're not going back that place.
Oh, you just upset the woman didn't take to your charming demeanor.
Astaghfirullah.
See, Awang, Guru Surya can teach you how to fight, but perhaps only I can teach you how to love.
Oh, we don't have time for this! Shabanda Raja is with Merchant Utimuti. There was a Ferengi with them. He's a spy. I think he's dressed like a Venetian merchant, but he's Portuguese.
What? Where?
Bagaimana awang tahu dia Ferengi?
I wasn't sure he was Portuguese until I said salam alaik. He flinched, Guru Alvaro. Dia faham, Guru Surya.
Awang pasti.
It's possible the Venetian learned to speak Portuguese, young man.
This the man you want kill.
It is not his way to sneak around like that. Did he have a long grey beard, Awang?
No, short and black, like yours.
It is not him. I'm going home. We shall deal with this in the morning. Or the afternoon.
Shabanda Raja and Utimuti work with Ferengi. They poison Melaka. Dead must die.
Wait, Surya. We can't go to him waving blades without being sure. We must talk to the
I do not talk. I do.
When the Shabanda calls for us, we shall question his intentions.
Surya, no wait.
Suit yourself. These matters need not concern me.
Shabanda and Utimuti, mana awang?
He should be back at the estate now.
Fine. You have convinced me. I'll go with you.
You drunk. You go sleep.
No, I'm...
Bawa dia pulang. Aku akan cari Shabanda Raja.
Take him home? How? He's so big. Guru Surya! Guru! Oh, come on, Guru Drago. Get up. I can't carry you.
I'm fine down here. Just leave. No one listens to me. Just leave. It's safer for you to stay away from me.
Come on, Guru Alvaro. We orphans must stick together. I wish I was as strong as my brother. If he were here, he'd be able to pick you up and carry you home.
In the end, all we have is our integrity, Alvaro. Filho de mãe.
He was a good brother. He used to talk about how important it was for me to grow up to be a strong man, so I could look after myself. I took his name, you know. I wanted to be stronger than him. But I'm weak. You won't remember any of this. He used to drink too, like you. It only makes things worse, you know. You have to face it, Nagapute. The djinn that taunts you, or you'll drown. Like my brother. Come, let's go home. How do I get you up? There's some nipa at home? Oh, look! A beautiful woman! My goodness! She's going that way!
So with the promise of more palm wine and the potential comfort of female companionship, the ever-resourceful Awang was able to convince the white dragon to stagger home. Meanwhile, the Pahlawan had a different score to settle. On the other side of town, the Pahlawan notices the Shah Bandar in his room, clutching a long banner. Even in the darkness, Pahlawan Surya could make out the many bright colors of the cloth.
Pahlawan Surya, kau datang. I could not sleep. Don't get my Turkish rugs wet.
At the advice of Nagaputi, my caress has not yet found your throat, but it is thirsty, Raja.
You would break your adat and harm your master.
Your energy, the color around you, it's different. What cloth is that you're holding?
Nothing. There is no need to wake your caress. I will answer your questions, Surya.
What were you doing with Utimuti?
I went to look for answers at Nainar Sedu's estate. Utimuti was there.
Who was the Portuguese spy with him?
Portuguese spy? Oh, I thought there was something odd about that quiet Venetian merchant.
I will kill you if you are betraying the Sultan.
A launched boat may be recalled, but words, once spoken, sends ripples that will sink a city.
Enough with your word games. If you are certain Utimuti is working with the Portuguese, you have a duty to do something about it.
You have come a long way, Surya. In your early years, you would have brought this house down before I would have had the chance to speak.
The man Nagapute is here to kill, he says, will bring the fall of Melaka.
Yes. Yes. That man is General Alfonso de Albuquerque. It would seem that the mercenario was his protege, an adopted son.
Utimuti told you this?
Raja to Sultan, Sultan to King. It does not matter who sleeps in the Istana. Those who lord over kingdoms will come and go. But trade...
Enough of your damn trade.
There are larger matters at hand, Surya.
Are you to become a traitor to the Malaccan people? A traitor to the Sultan?
Wake up, boy. Please. I'm trying to save your life. Just look at what the Sultan has done to his own people, who gained too much in his eyes.
Do not speak ill of the Sultan.
A Sultan who is so steeped in paranoia and lust that he executes his own Bandahara and his own Tamengong, then seeks to marry the daughter and wife of the very people he sentenced.
An execution you could have stopped.
I know why you do not like the water, Surya.
Upani.
You dislike the water because there is no fighting the tide. It always wins in the end. Perhaps I could have said something. But perhaps I would have suffered the same fate. The work that we've been doing, you and I, it was working for a time. But this is too much.
This is the Haka.
Surya! Life is not all black and white, Daulat and Dirhaka. We must think about the fishermen, the farmers, Malaccan, Javanese, Chinese, Gujarati, even the damned Orang Laut. You and I, we are stronger if we stick together.
Together with the Sultan.
All the Malaccans that live outside the court, they will die if we do not establish terms with...
The Fringis? You speak as if Malacca is already lost to
them. It already has, Surya! If you could have heard... Look. The Sultanate will flee south and build a new empire. This is the way. It has always been the way.
What did Utimuti say to you in Setu's estate?
Surya, this is the Nusantara. Kingdoms and sultanates rise and fall in a matter of weeks.
Malacca has not fallen for over a century.
We have to think about the people who will continue to stay, Surya, who have built a legacy here.
You don't care about the people, you only care about your precious trade.
You know what is happening here. One does not need the ability to read the beads to be able to tell Malacca is on the cusp of change. Please, Surya, listen to me. The court is falling apart.
And whose fault is that? I will do what's best for Malacca, with or without you.
Why? Why, Surya? What this city and Hang Tuah's legacy did to your father? Why the unyielding loyalty?
Malacca is a source of great pain for me. where I lost the only family I had left. But it is also where I found my pride. You know this, Shabanda. Melaka serves as a beacon of hope for the Nusantara, a place where perhaps those who live along its straits on the lands above and below the winds can come to live, learn, sin, pray, all but work towards something that might leave a legacy to be proud of, to belong to a place working towards becoming better, becoming whole. A life he believed in.
You speak of the prophet.
No, I speak of my father. This Melaka I hold in my heart cannot exist if the Feringis take the city.
Ask yourself, does it exist now, Surya? In the city that we have now? Malacca's strength is in its location, its trade, its diversity. But Utimuti is right. The walls have been built too high. The Sultan has become paranoid about losing his power. The people are more divided than ever. The prince is not ready to take the throne. We cannot. There is no time. There are so many of them, Surya. So many.
What are you talking about?
I have great regret, Surya. I should have.
What was discussed at Nayanar Setu's estate?
There is nothing left. Nothing left. But you will never understand, will you?
Help me understand, Shabanda Raja. Help me be the blade of Melaka you trained me to be.
Okay. I have one more task I require of you, after which you will no longer be in debt to me. Your life is your own. If you agree to this, you are a free man, Palawan Surya. But please, leave Melaka after.
You know I will not.
I know. You and the mercenario will join me at Utimuti's estate tomorrow evening. He is having a private gathering and wishes to see you both duel. The truth will be revealed. Tomorrow night, your kris will have the chance to quench its thirst.
End of Act 1, Part 2. Thank you for listening. Tune in for more of The Mercenario and the Palawan. That which you have listened to was a blessing of story in service of the truth, aware that the genuine truth of which is already lost in time. It is a meditation of a potential past from people of the present in light of a promising future. Wherever you are, whatever the time, let us commune in this moment and give respect to the voices and stories of the people that weren't and were, aren't and are, that will not and will. In the name of the creative force that is the I within, may the strength of our spirit and spirit of our practice make this a sacred space of safety, power, and peace. If you enjoyed this production, please consider supporting us through donations or by purchasing a merchandise bundle. Included are exclusive posters, designed bookmarks, a program, and a historical reader outlining the socio-political context, events, real characters, and artistic liberties taken in this piece of historical fiction. Please keep trading ideas, lessons, and stories with an open heart, so that we may all seek to be better. Peace be upon you, the Mercenario and the Palawan.